Woo! What's going on, everybody? Chetty Bobcast. I survive. I'm a survivor. Hashtag I'm a survivor. This is the newest installment of the Chetty Bobcast podcast, whatever you want to fucking call it. Last episode was hashtag Black Friday. It was me recording on the drive home from working Thanksgiving night. This is being uploaded on a Saturday morning. It is being recorded on a Friday afternoon. I'm on the way into work. I work 2 to 10. This is about 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. This is about 1 o'clock. Just leave the O out. It's silent. I hope everybody's doing good. Doing well. Doing fine. You know what I'm saying? I survived the insanity. It's still busy, but it's not near as busy as it was last weekend. It's a weekend that I dread every year. I've worked in retail combined all the years that I've been in the workforce. I've been working 20 years. I'm 36. I just turned 36 last weekend. I started work when I was 16 at Kmart. I've worked retail at least 10 to 12 years, because 9 years I worked in factory. So, this past Monday, Cyber Monday, was the worst day of my life as far as work goes. Y'all can go fuck yourselves, okay? You can. You can. Right in the dirtiest butthole. The amount of orders that we got online was just mind-boggling. And when you order something online with us, you got 5 days to come pick the shit up, motherfucker. You don't have to pick it up an hour after you order it. You don't need it that bad. Fuck you, okay? That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave that where it's at. I'm going to let that lay, or whatever they say. I don't know. It was just, it was just annoying. It never stopped. The orders never stopped coming in. The people never stopped coming in. I hated it. But I made it through, guys. Here, I'm Chad. I'm bitching about something. God, Chad. Who cares? There's starving kids in the other countries. And you're complaining because you have a job that pays. Forget it. You can get the forget it. What? Don't. So yeah, you know, life's good, man. I'm alive, so it can't get much better than that. You could not be alive, you know? I don't want to know what that's like, at least not right now. I'd like to think I got another 30 years in the tank, but I may not, you know? Coming to terms with your own mortality is terrifying. So awkward. So you just laugh a lot. That's all you can do is laugh, man, about stuff. Because you can either laugh or not and be miserable. So why not just laugh? Why not pick the other one? Laughing is funner than being miserable. So this black ice, I just opened up a fresh black ice little tree car freshener, and it is just, oh my god, dude, it's so strong. Like, scale back. And if I roll the windows down, you won't be able to hear a damn peep out of me. It's December the 6th, I think, and it's 51 degrees, so It's supposed to get a little cooler. I'm fine with this. You know, as I'm getting older, my joints start aching, all that old people shit that people go through. I could give two fucks if it's cold outside. I'm fine with 50 degrees. I don't need any of this 15 to 20 degree weather. You can go on the hell on with that. I love that I can just make up a language that doesn't even exist to anyone else. You know, you can call it originality, you can call it ignorance. I call it the law. That's what I call it. Because I lay the fucking shit down. I lay it the fuck down. I lay the law the fuck down. Okay? You can abide by it or you can get the fuck out of my face. Okay? Woo! Oh, Chad. Put effort into stuff. At some point, I may end up doing a, you know, down the road. You know, my Chatty Bobby channel has really been ramping up. You know, I'm a huge fan of comedy podcasts. So I've been making a lot of comedy podcasts, like compilations and best ofs. And people seem to really like those. So I'm going to continue doing that. But in addition to the other stuff I do on the channel, battle rap recapping. And I've missed the last 2 weeks of AEW. I've watched recaps, but I haven't recapped myself because I haven't been able to watch it live. I've had to close. And I've missed it. When it came on, I've had to come back the next day and watch it on recaps and stuff. I'm still digging that, but I'm doing my weekly 4K updates. And you know what I'm saying? I'm doing my Madden content, so I'm keeping consistent. But since I've been doing the comedy podcast stuff, I've gained almost 600 subscribers this week. So, salute to y'all, man. Triple Flix Mafia channel, we're still putting out consistent stuff. Not as much as we were before, but we're all three just super busy right now. This time of year is very busy for all three of us. We're all three in completely different lines of work, but we're all three equally busy in our own way. Not to mention Tony and Jordan have wives and children. So we appreciate the support with y'all. We're going to get back to the franchise rankings at the first of the year. We're going to do a little bit of different stuff other than just horror. We're going to do kind of branch out. So we're trying to just keep the train moving, man. But I was sitting there thinking about, you know, doing a, you know, amping up this podcast. At some point, I'd love to do video podcast. It just takes so much more time, effort, money, and I have the money to put to invest in it, but I just don't know if I have the time and effort I want to. I would need somebody like Chance to be my guy, like Joe Rogan's got Jamie that does all of his stuff for him and like edits it and finds, like, I would love to do podcasts like that. Same with, like, you know, like Fighter and the Kid and the King and the Sting and all them. They have people, Tom Segura and his wife's podcast, they have people that do all the editing, the mixing and pulling up the stuff. That's what I would love to do. But finding the time and to do that is going to be difficult. So in the meantime, we'll just do the Bill Burr style and just record it on audio, you know? This tire, God, this Dunlap and Kyle tire truck just about ran me off the road. And that reminds me when I delivered tires for a year and a half. I still can't believe I did that for that long. I drove a fucking box truck and delivered tires. Fuck my, I can't believe I did that shit for a year and a half, man. That's crazy. But I did it. Congratulations, Chad. Pat yourself on the back. Never mind. Pat yourself on the back, Chad. Clean it up a little bit. You know, congratulations. You worked in the workforce. What if that's how I laugh, like Donald Duck talked? Somebody said something funny and I proceeded to laugh like this. That would be horrifying. I would never get women. Or maybe I would, but the women that would want me would be really weird women that like weird people. You know? Shout out to weird people.
We're just ordinary people.
Shout out to John Legend. So I watched The Irishman. You know, anybody that knows me knows that I'm a huge fan. Scorsese's my favorite director. I haven't seen all of his films, but I've seen a lot of them. And Goodfellas and Casino go back and forth for my favorite movie of all time. Big fan of mob movies. Big fan of De Niro, Pacino, Pesci. And this movie is very, like, love it or hate it. Feels like, well, I don't say hate it, but I thought the movie was great. It's too long, though. I think they could have trimmed 30 minutes off of it easily. It's 3.5 hours long. I think they could have easily made it 3 hours and it'd have been fine. I loved the story. I loved the acting. You know, the score was great. I just thought it was too long, you know. I'd like to hope that it's a physical release, but, you know, with these Netflix originals, a lot of them really never do, which sucks. But I thought my favorite part of the movie was Pesci. I liked De Niro. I really liked Pacino's parts, but Pesci's parts to me were my favorite. But I thoroughly enjoyed it, man. As of today, I've seen 52 movies from 2019. I've got about another 15. I gotta get in the next, you know, 3 weeks. So 3.5 weeks. Golly, man, people are just shitty.
People are shitty.
So there. People, just watching people drive, man, it blows me away how self-involved people are and how little of a fuck other people give about other people. People just don't care. You see people like out walking around, people out driving, and you can just see that they really think it's just them in the world and nobody else around them. So many people just don't care about other people anymore. And I, unfortunately, am one of those people that do. And as much as I try to not give a fuck about other people, I can't not give a fuck. So, I just wish people tried harder to be nice. That's what's so funny, is that being nice is so easy to do, man. Sure, we all go through times where we don't want to be nice, but if you've got the option to be nice or not be nice, why wouldn't you be nice to somebody? Why would you be a shoo-shoo, you know?
Because we're just ordinary people.
This ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain goes a little deeper than there. Trace Atkins. It's just a chemical, physical, emotional devotion. There's nothing that we need to analyze. Ain't no rhyme or reason why. Ready for the chorus? This ain't no thinking thing. Ready? Ain't no thinking thing. Oh no. King of the Dead Gum demo, baby. Shout out to Trace Atkins. Oh, his songs all sound the same. He's got, like, if you've ever heard Honky Tonk Badonkadonk, every single he makes sounds like that with different words. The setup is the same. The music is the same. The way he sings, he can't sing. The way he sings is the same. He found a formula, and by God, he's sticking to it. And now he's doing movies now, but all of them are Westerns. He can't do a movie that's not a Western theme movie. But I'm not going to hate on the man. You know why? Because this ain't no thinking thing. Okay? Oh, no. Get your money, Trace Atkins. Get your paper, Trace. Get your paper up. You know what I'm saying?
You say no thinking thing, oh no.
Oh, Donald Duckery.
Hoagies and grinders, navy beans, navy beans. Sloppy Joe, sloppy, sloppy Joe.
The ramblings of a don't say that word. Don't say the R word. The ramblings of a serial killer. I don't know. I'm not a serial killer. The ramblings of a crazy person, but a crazy nice person. So let's say nice crazy person. Let's say that instead of. Let's just stop. Let's just stop the podcast. There's no point of moving on with it because we're just driving off a cliff. Y'all are just in the car with me and have decided to not jump out. I mean, we're going to ride off into the sunset and drive off this cliff together as a collective group. And that's fine. Well, you know, hopefully the car will land on its wheels and we won't have too much impact damage and we'll be able to get another one of these podcasts next week. But I can't promise anything, so.
Oh, this ain't no thinking thing.
So yeah, there's still several movies that I've got to see. I got to see the new Avengers. I got to watch John Wick 3. I got a stack of movies. I got to watch the new Tarantino movie. It comes out next week. I'll be picking that up. I've already seen Joker. I'm not going to be able to see Ford versus whatever. It's not going to be out in time. But I'd like to get another 15 movies in. I just got to be selective with which ones I decide to check out. I need to watch Pet Sematary Remake just to get more horror in there. So.
Ain't no thinking thing, oh no.
I don't get it, guys. I don't know why I'm the way I am. But I am for a reason. I am what I am. Yeah, yeah. I purchased about 6 beats that I'm going to start writing to in the next month or two to try to start up a new album. It's just so difficult for me to do it around this holiday season because I'm so busy. But January is when it... January, February for me are the slowest months at work. So I'll be able to really regroup. You know what I'm saying? Oops, sorry. November, December are just clusterfuck months for me. I work about 10 to 12 hours more a week than I normally do. And yeah, but I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to the next project, whether it's a Baker's Dozen Volume 4 or if I title it something else, if I just do an EP, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. But I've got 7 beats, I think, now that I've purchased. So I can kind of start to sift through some and figure out what I want to get, you know what I'm saying? And how I want to approach these tracks, man. Looks like we're going to get some more rain, so that's going to bring in a lot of people for televisions. This is not a joke. I've worked at Best Buy. This is my 5th year altogether. I worked 2 years at one location, left for a year, and then this is my 3rd year with Best Buy and Rivergate. I don't know what it is about the rain. We could be in the prettiest day ever and not ever have anybody coming in to get TVs and let it start raining. And motherfuckers want to come buy TVs like we're fucking giving them away. I've never understood it.
Damn.
I don't know. They don't. People don't use their thinking caps. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, they just don't use them. They don't like to use them. And fuck you for not using it, you know? I wish we had a time where one day out of the year, it was acceptable and you couldn't be reprimanded, you couldn't get in trouble if you could say whatever you wanted to customers when they came into the store. Just one day out of the year. Kind of like a purge. I'm not saying you can't touch them or harm them like that, but verbally, you can literally murder them with words. just verbally destroy everybody that you want, and they have to take it, or they can't. Then just don't come in the store. If they come in, and they're not allowed to fire back either. Just to kind of be a makeup day for all the shit that gets thrown in my face every day. You know what I'm saying? That would be the most epic thing ever. I would rather have that than a pay raise every year. I would. If you said, Chad, hey, would you rather get, you know, a 10% raise every year at your job, or would you rather get a one day to say whatever you want to customers and not be in trouble for it? I would pick that every time. That would be so much more, mean so much more to me than just an extra dollar a year. And that may make me sound like a crazy person, but fuck your judgment. You know what I'm saying? Don't judge me. I'm my own person. But we all would love that. And whatever job you're working, whether it's factory work, whether it's medical work, whether it's retail, whether it's marketing, corporate, whatever it is, delivery work, whatever your job is, I don't care what it is. We all have those days where we wish we could just say whatever is on our mind and not be reprimanded. But because this is what we call society, that's frowned upon. A customer could come into my store and say whatever they wanted to me, and all I can say is, sir, you can't talk to me like that. And I could walk away, or I could get my manager, and they would end up getting put out. But they could say whatever they wanted. But I can't say anything back. I could get cussed like a dog and respond back with, fuck you, man. And I could lose my job over that. So you're damn right I'd love a day where I could say whatever the fuck I wanted. Just call somebody a measly cunt. A cuck, a fucking, just insert explicit word right here. Fucko. Fart fucker, like whatever you want. Fart fucker's a new one. I've never even said that before, but that's what happens when you freestyle stuff. Stuff just comes out. I would love to call somebody a no good piece of shit fart fucker. You know what I'm saying? Just imagine somebody's facial expression if you say, sir, you are a worthless piece of shit fart fucker. Because for one, it's such a ridiculous term. Two, it's not even a possible term. You can't fuck a fart. Hashtag you can't fuck a fart. Savannah, I'm sorry. I try to keep my words held, you know, back, and it just doesn't work. But you know not to say the words I say. Meanwhile, this black ice little tree is making, I think I'm breaking out in hives. This is the strongest air freshener. Oh my God, man. It stings. I think it's made from bits of panther. Oh my God. It burns. It smells like pure gasoline. It burns the nostrils. Shout out to Anchorman. Brian Fantana over here. What is... God, little tree. You didn't need this. I mean, I smell like I'm... Like a... I don't know. It smells like a Persian man's cologne in here. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, man. I love every one of y'all, man. This has been fun. We're almost at work. I don't know if you know what, so you know what that means. It means that we're almost done for the day, for this week. And, this big jacked up GMC truck in front of me is at this light, and he's taking up both lanes. And to him, that's perfectly fine, because he's got a jacked up truck, so he feels like, hey, my truck's bigger than and taller than y'all's vehicles, so I can just do what I want to do. My wiener's probably smaller than everybody that's out here, but my truck's bigger. So my truck being bigger means I'm better. And no, sir, what that means is you are a no-good piece of shit fart fucker. That's what you are. NGPOSFF. no good piece of shit fart fucker. That's what you are. An NGS, POSFF. It just, that's such a ring to it. Get out of my way, truck. Hope you fucking step on a tennis ball and dislocate your fibula. Or, I don't guess you can dislocate a fibula. You can dislocate at it. I hope you step on a tennis ball and you shit yourself. How about that? That way you don't even hurt yourself. You just embarrass yourself in front of all these hot women at Ollie's Bargain Outlet where you're going. And that big-ass truck, you spend all your money on your fucking truck. Now you got to go to Ollie's to buy your clothes or whatever they sell. Or your fucking ferns or whatever it is they sell at Ollie's. That's what you got to go buy. You got to go to Ollie's to buy that shit. Because you spend all your money on your fucking jacked up truck and your lift kit and your Mickey Thompson tires and your fucking just rims and shit and hunting, whatever shit goes on that truck to make it look like that. Now you have to shop at Ollie's. I hope you step on a tennis ball that's roaming around Ollie's loose and out of its packaging and you fucking shit your pants like runny yellow diarrhea. And everybody sees it and smells it. And everybody points at you and laughs. And then your pants fall off and everybody sees how small your wiener is. Ran over. Okay? Whoever parked this one. There's somebody that's parked. I hate you. I hate everything that you represent. You are a double parking motherfucking piece of shit. And I hate you for it. I wish I could insert a picture. I wish I could insert a picture of what this person's parking job looks like. I fucking hate you. Hate's a strong word, Chad. You're damn right it is. And I feel that strong feeling of that. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a petite old woman. I don't care if it's a humongous country boy. I don't care if it's anybody in between those two people. I hate whoever parks like that. Because now that they've parked like that, I can't fucking park where I normally park. You piece of fucking shit. Hope your sperm count's low and you can't reproduce. Because damn gummit, you shouldn't be able to reproduce. You double parking piece of shit fart fucker. Oh, coming in hot. Jesus Christ. Ah, okay. So, I love y'all. I really do. I love the motherfucking shit out of every one of you. I hope that y'all have a good day. I hope it's this old man that parked like that. I hope it is, because I want to roll my window down and spit on him. It wasn't. He was walking like the sloth from Zootopia. Chad, you're on one. Fuck it, I'm on one. I'm on one. Yeah. I hope that these people come out here while I'm sitting in my car. I've got about 20 minutes before I got to go to work. I hope these people, these double parking pieces of shit, come out here so I can roll my window down and give them the fucking gospel, okay? Because there. I wish I could show y'all this. All this person had to do was pull up 5 feet. There's no cars around them. They just simply did it to be a piece of shit fart fucker. That's the only reason they did it. Because their dad beat them when they were a kid, and they're trying to slowly get back at the world for it. It's not my problem you were abused as a child. Don't take it out on the parking lot, okay? Don't take it out on the fellow, you know, workers and customers at Best Buy because you got beat as a child because you used to shit yourself too much. That's not my problem, dude. Hold it in. I love each and every one of y'all. I hope you have a good rest of the day. This has been the Chatty Bobcast episode, whatever the fuck. Hashtag I'm a survivor, okay? Y'all be sure to like, comment, subscribe on all the social media platforms. Subscribe to the Triple Flicks Mafia. And I love y'all. Peace.